story of murder and the internet. Last month, in Nashua, New Hampshire, a young man opened fire on a young woman he'd known since middle school and killed her. Then he killed himself. The police soon discovered that Liam Ewens, the gunman, had openly prepared for the crime, spoken of mustering courage for it, even debated his choice of victim in public. Well, at least on his website, where anyone who stumbled upon it might have seen a crime in the setting. Reporter Ellen Barry writes about this in today's Boston Globe. And Ellen Barry, how explicit was Liam Ewens' online planning of this crime?
It was quite explicit. He wrote a sort of day-by-day journal of the process of ramping up to this crime, which it seems like he had been thinking about since the 10th grade.
Did he actually name his victim on his website?
Yeah, the name of the website was the name of the victim. It was called the Amy Boyer site.
Amy Boyer's stepfather, that is, his victim's stepfather, is, according to your story, considering a lawsuit against the internet service provider through which Liam Ewens offered his website to the public.
Right. His argument is that if it's a felony to threaten someone's life over the phone, then it should be a felony to threaten someone's life over the internet in this way. That it's a public forum. He publicly stated his intentions. Mr. Remsburg feels that he wouldn't have stated it over the internet unless he had wanted someone to hear it. He expected there to be an audience.
Well, I guess people do take out websites with the expectation, or at least the hope, that people will read them and visit them. What does the online service provider say about that?
When I spoke to the director of membership at one of the services, he said almost no one ever saw the website in the 3 months that the Tripod website was up. He said that the hits were in the single digits. And he even said that Liam Ewens may have been the only visitor to his Ewens site. So how popular is it then?
Liam Ewens' website was available through, I gather, two service providers, GeoCities and Tripod. Do they accept responsibility for things that people say in websites that they distribute? Do they censor them at all?
And the answer is no. Every website is not looked at every day by a controlling body. However, when they find something that's child pornography, for example, they report it. The gentleman that I talked to from Tripod said to me, interestingly, if we did a search for hate and kill on websites, you'd have 5 years worth of material to go through. And while they're developing ways to screen for pornography, for example, because you can actually screen for skin, you know, that just screening for hate language is at this point impractical. That said, at least Tripod is very upfront about the fact that they work with law enforcement and that they do destroy or sort of cancel sites that just for the reason of what they had listed in this case, which was racism/hate. You're not allowed to post that.
There's one other dimension to this that perhaps you could wonder, and that is that Ewens is tracking down of Amy Boyer, who actually was also facilitated by the internet in a different way.
Right. He used several different online services that track down personal information for paying clients. And through that, he got her social security number, and ultimately he got her workplace, which is where he tracked her down and killed her. During the process, he complains about certain services that didn't work well for him, and finally, when he does get the address, he actually wrote on the internet, "It's obscene what you can learn about someone over the internet."
Well, Ellen Barry, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Ellen Barry is New England correspondent.